Hello and welcome to Eye on the Arts Radio. I'm your host, Jonathan Canning, Executive Director of South Shore Arts, and I'm excited to be with you here today, highlighting artists, art organizations, and art programs that celebrate the creative spirit in our region. And today, I'm talking to Jerry Jaskowiak of Seedlings Theatre Company. So, Jerry, give our listeners a quick biography of your life in theater.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me, too. So I always joke that I have been doing theater since literally in the womb. My mother was also strongly involved in community theater at Ross Music Theater in Merrillville, Indiana. That's where things literally took off. And in fact, that is where I received my name. I am named after the late Gerald Reinhardt. So it's always been an honor to be literally so in-depth into theater.
With Seedlings Theatre Company, you have an unusual approach to casting actors. On the website, you say from 8 to 88, with or without previous experience. Why do you do that? That's different.
Well, yeah, it is, definitely. Thank you for the great question. Our outlook and mindset is anyone can be an actor, anyone can do theater, and our approach is we want to see people grow. So we will take anyone that's done it for the first time, many a time, and because there's always room to grow and learn. And it also is a good learning tool to have everyone work together of different walks of life. So it's a way to get everyone to work together as a team and to work to hone skills that could be used in any parts of life.
So you recently had a casting call. What's your next production?
So our next production, we are doing a series of different literary plays throughout different libraries and things like that, thanks to a grant from the state of Indiana for, and we're calling it Page to Stage, to be exact. But the first play we're doing is called Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs of the Old Republic. So we are taking a play written by Henry Dowell that is Snow White meets Star Wars, as with a little twist of, it also adds a couple 80s flair jokes to it. The character of Prince, as in the artist Prince, is in the play as well.
And where and when can we see this production?
So we are in negotiations with a lot of the local libraries. We've already been in touch with Porter County Libraries is where we started off. A lot of the Porter County Libraries is where we will start at. Valparaiso specifically is going to be our big one. We are also looking at doing it Lake County, Chesterton, and I believe we've also been in talk with as far as DeMott.
And so how can we keep up with developments? When will we learn where the productions will be? Do you have a website?
Best place probably to see us would be Seedlings Theatre Company on Facebook. That would be the best way where we will keep it up on all the dates in that. Also, another great place to check where we will also keep things updated is on the Northwest Indiana Excellence Theatre Foundation's webpage, NEDIF. We do post all dates on there, too, NEDIF, and that is NEDIF.org.
Perfect. And thank you for joining me on Eye on the Arts Radio. We look forward to getting to see one of these performances. I'll be back next week to highlight even more people, places, and events celebrating the arts in Northwest Indiana. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.